Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Ready or not, here they come. This is the night the mayoral candidates invade your homes if you desire to watch as the very first mayoral debate happens on NBC4. We got Zoran Mamdani, the front runner, former Governor Andrew Cuomo trying to hit the reset button on his political career, and Curtis Sliwa, who's trying to desperately shake the also-ran moniker from his name when all is said and done. 1010 Wins will bring the play-by-play tonight when it begins, but we also have the walk-up to the debate starting right now. 1010 Wins reporter Mary Lynn Buckley joining me live with the preview. MLB.
Larry, that's right. All three mayoral candidates, they're going head-to-head at 30 Rock. Zoran Mamdani, the Democratic mayoral nominee, he is the candidate that's taken the lead in the polls and just yesterday apologized to the NYPD for previously bad-mouthing the department.
I apologize because of the fact that I'm looking to work with these officers, and I know that these officers, these men and women who serve in the NYPD, they put their lives on the line every single day.
But he's not the only one that we're going to be hearing from. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is still in the running. He's going as an independent.
I can fight the fight, and I can protect New York, and I can actually make the changes that can help this city. I think this city can do great.
Along with Curtis Sliwa, the Republican nominee, who says he's a true New Yorker through and through, and he thinks he's best for the job.
Everybody has a right to a piece of the American dream. And I've been in one-third of the projects throughout the city of New York, 18 alone in Brownsville, where I lived for a brief time. People have no idea the struggles that go on in public housing.
And these candidates are going to be going head-to-head to discuss a variety of issues that are probably going to include crime, affordable housing, education, public transit, and lots more. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
MLB, we know you'll be on top of it. Tell you what, it is going down. Again, it starts at 7 o'clock tonight on NBC4, everybody. Stay with 1010 Wins for your updates. Meantime, there's a guy named Eric Adams, who's currently mayor. Remember him? He's shedding more light today on his plans for the future.
Just in case anybody was thinking.
I hoped you guys didn't think I was just going to disappear.
Mayor Adams letting reporters know there is life after the mayoralty.
I want to go back to school, number one. I would like to get my doctorate.
He says he is entertaining job offers both here and abroad, but wouldn't specify doing what. Although he says he'd love to develop a student program for AI. He's also writing a book. And as for the mayoral race, he says he'll endorse when he's ready to endorse. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
I tell you what, people online are just cruel. Says he's getting a job in Albania. Golly, air can't get a break. The NYPD says it's changing how it operates its gang database following a years-long investigation by a city watchdog. The department will begin notifying the parents and guardians of minors when their names are entered into the database of thousands of people suspected of being gang members. Critics have said the NYPD unfairly includes folks who have a very weak or basically non-existent tie to gangs, often harming Black and Hispanic New Yorkers the most. The City Department of Investigation says the police need to use the tool in a rigorous, thoughtful, and policy-driven way. Well, the family of a man who was killed by an NYPD officer now suing the police commissioner over her refusal to fire the cop involved. Alan Feliz was fatally shot by Lieutenant Jonathan Rivera as doing a Bronx traffic stop. It happened 6 years ago. An NYPD trial judge recommended Rivera should be fired, but Commissioner Jessica Tisch decided, based on her own review of the record, against his termination. The slain man's brother, Sammy Feliz, says somebody must be held accountable.
They currently care more about that blue wall of silence and ensuring that cops continue to walk out of these situations unharmed and unscathed, and just showing that accountability isn't something that they're looking to provide us.
1010 Winds awaiting a response from the NYPD on the lawsuit. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from clawing back $34 million in counterterrorism funds from the MTA and the NYPD. In issuing his ruling, Judge Lewis Kaplan said, New York City remains a big target for terrorism. What are we doing? Pointing to 9/11 and at least 8 attempted attacks on the city's transit system since then. FEMA tried to cut the money over New York sanctuary city policies, but the judge said Congress never said there could be immigration-related terms or conditions on this particular money. Attorney General Tish James and Governor Kathy Hochul released a joint statement following the decision, writing, a court has affirmed once again that this administration cannot punish New York by arbitrarily wiping out critical resources that keep writers safe. Translation, told you so. A terrible accident in the 108 this morning in Queens, just before 9. A poor guy run over by a truck and killed. Strangely enough, police say the man was actually lying under the truck for some unknown reason, and the driver of the red and white box truck hopped inside, pulled off, running him over. Cops say he kept going. The victim died at Elmhurst. They're still looking for the truck driver. They don't even think the guy or knew if the guy even knew that somebody was under his truck. This was at 5920 Borden Avenue, by the way, if you know anything about it. Police are looking for four people, meantime, who set out on a robbery spree, which started September 6th. That's when one of them asked a 73-year-old woman near East 153rd and the Grand Concourse for directions and ended up making off with about $4,000 cash from her purse, along with about $2,000 in jewelry. Police say they also gave her a piece of paper with an unknown substance on it or something. A similar incident happened September 11th, same area, and they say the victim passed out shortly after getting the paper with the unknown substance. They say these folks worked the area through September 26th, where they convinced a 45-year-old woman to go to her house and give them $3,000 to cash out a lottery ticket. A red Hyundai Sonata, a gray Honda Accord, and even a taxi was used as a getaway car by these folks. It says two women and two guys are involved. So far, they've made off with about 10 grand, 12 grand if you count the jewelry. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, the latest controversy du jour out of the White House now is lawmakers in New York and New Jersey fuming today. It's the Gateway Tunnel Project. Donald Trump is renewing his calls to put a sledgehammer to it by stripping federal dollars out of it.
How serious do commuters take it when the president says the Gateway Project is terminated?
I don't know why he wants to do that, but, you know, Trump's going to be Trump.
Delays get in the way of life, says Jamie Morrison, who works a hybrid schedule in the city.
Missing key work days or being late can mean lost opportunities, diminished productivity, and increased stress.
Not to mention missed family time. Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill, who fought for Gateway, says work is not stopping yet.
We still have some funding left, but once that runs out, which would be in a matter of months, then we start to pay $1 million a day.
If Trump is serious, the next stop would be the courts. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The administration had already said it was freezing infrastructure funding for projects like the Second Avenue subway extension. Wynn's family critics say once again, Trump is weaponizing the federal wallet, punishing sanctuary cities, dissing political enemies, with one person calling the move another distraction away from the Epstein files. Hey, if you haven't seen the Humans of New York installation down at Grand Central, you might want to get over there before it's gone. Wraps up Sunday, everybody.
Dear New York has completely transformed the cavernous station into a work of art.
To me, it's a beautiful love letter to my city.
The exhibit in Vanderbilt Hall is made up of portraits of New Yorkers and their stories, also projected on the station's 50-foot-high marble walls.
The entire station has been transformed. You really can't avoid it.
The artist, Brandon Stanton, said Dear New York is by people, for people, and about people.
And by being here, you are a part of it. And so I would love for as many New Yorkers to be as part of it before it closes on Sunday as possible.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Grand Central Terminal.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, if you haven't seen the Humans of New York installation down at Grand Central, you might want to get over there before it's gone. Wraps up Sunday, everybody.
Dear New York has completely transformed the cavernous station into a work of art.
To me, it's a beautiful love letter to my city.
The exhibit in Vanderbilt Hall is made up of portraits of New Yorkers and their stories, also projected on the station's 50-foot-high marble walls.
The entire station has been transformed. You really can't avoid it.
The artist, Brandon Stanton, said Dear New York is by people, for people, and about people.
And by being here, you are a part of it. And so I would love for as many New Yorkers to be as part of it before it closes on Sunday as possible.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Grand Central Terminal.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.